Well, ladies, let's talk a little bit about something just about all of you have done or will do, and that is go hunting for a husband. Just like any good hunter, you put out some bait to lure in your prey. But you've got to use the right bait to lure in the right kind of animal you want. See, if you want to catch a bear, you put out a steak. If you want to catch a bird, you put out some breadcrumbs. See, the bait you use determines the animals that comes in to feed. See, and this is where many of you women go wrong. What bait do most of you women use to get a man? Come on, don't lie. That's right, you use your bodies, don't you? You're out there jiggling those boobs and wearing those tight pants and all those little booties there and shaking them around. And guess what? You definitely lure in the men, don't you? Here's the question, though. Are they the right kind of guys? All right, let's kind of break this down a little bit. Let's look at a guy that you lure in with your boobs. What's he looking for in a woman? Duh. Her boobs. That's what brought him to you. But what happens when your boobs start to go a little bit south? Yeah, don't kid yourself, ladies, they will. And a younger, prickier set of boobies come walking into the picture. That's right, that guy gonna say, see ya. So, other girls, especially those we shall say are not as well endowed, might say, I'll go pay for some falsies. That'll keep them interested. Yeah, maybe for a while. Remember, ladies, you're getting an implant. That don't mean the muscles are going to hold up to keep these implants staying north. It's just a bag inside there, ladies, so gravity's going to take hold and hit those fake ones south just like the real ones. So some other girls say, well, you're right. Heck with those boobs. I just lure in my booty hole. Does that mean you're going to go to the gym the rest of your life here, every day? Try to keep that booty hole tight? Eh, maybe a few of you. Not most of you. Shoot, you kidding, ladies? 40% of the women in this country, they're not just heavy. They're obese. That's like 50 pounds of excess fat on you. Your gut, your butt, and everywhere else. Hey, let me tell you something. A lot of those women are young, too. So how you gonna keep up that tight booty hole? You can't even keep a few pounds of fat off. So if you can't stay away from that big old whopper, how you gonna keep yourself fit? So there's the women out there going, yeah, you're right. I like my curly fries and cheese puffs. So I know what I'll do. I'll give these guys my hoo-ha. That's it. Let's see if man resists that. Because I might have a big butt and moo boo might not be that good, but man, no man can resist a hoo-ha. Eh, you're right. How many men are going to turn that down? In fact, you may have to put a revolving door in your bedroom. You're going to have so many guys lining up. You might even have to have one of those little things that they take a number. See, the problem is, ladies, getting a man is a whole lot easier than keeping him. And just like all your other body parts, it ain't going to be long till another girl comes along with a whole lot hotter hoo-ha than you. See, here's the fatal flaw with your plan. You thought that if you can lure a man with your body, once you get him in, you can get him to like your personality. See, here's the problem, ladies. You didn't lure your man in with your personality. You only cared about your body, your boobs, your booty hole, hoo-ha. That's all you cared about. Once you get tired of yours, you're going to move on. See, if you wanted a man to fall in love with your personality, that's what you should have used to lure him in the first place. You used the wrong bait and you got the wrong animal. See, this is why Jesus told you, don't adorn yourselves with all kinds of fancy clothes and jewelry and all that other stuff. Because those things just highlight the body. Adorn yourself with good works, which highlights the soul. See, it's kind of funny. Why do you women talk about finding a soulmate then spend all your time working on your bodies? I'm not saying that you let your bodies go to pot. I'm just saying don't spend so much time exclusively on them and forsake you as a person. Don't neglect your body. Because how you look is definitely a reflection to discipline or lack of discipline of your spirit. Guys are going to see that. See, keeping yourself fit shows your spirit is in control, not your stomach. What I'm saying is, when it comes to finding a soulmate, follow the Lord's teaching and show men who and what you really are. Those wanting only your flesh will quickly leave, while those who truly want a soulmate themselves, they're gonna hang around and examine what you really are. And if compatible, you might just end up with a husband.